Hello.
Hi, is this Ms. Jones?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency, Family First Care, in regards to speaking with Stella for services.
Yes.
I work as an enrollment specialist for the waiver program that you're applying for to have Marlo take care of you. I just wanted to reach out and see if you were able to set up your appointment or had any questions about the program.
Yes, I'm going to call him on the three-way because don't you need the address from him?
For who?
Marlo, the address that I'm saying it.
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yep, absolutely. Yep,
hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, she's on the phone.
Hi, Marlo.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, this is Allison from Family First Care. I just wanted to grab a good address that we could have on file for Ms. Jones.
For her or just, I don't get it.
So are you going to be staying at the same place? Like, do you guys have the same address?
We don't have the same address.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get the, you know, the home care position.
Yeah. Okay. So I, okay, what is your address then, Marlo? Sorry.
1410 North 31st Street.
You said 31st?
Yes, 1410 North 31st Street.
Thank you. And that's Philadelphia?
Yes, correct.
And so I want to explain to both of you on the phone right now. So to have your choice in aid take care of you and get paid for it and get an assigned amount of hours, there is a program in Pennsylvania through welfare that is called the waiver program. I don't know if either of you are familiar with it. Through the waiver program, that's what I am an enrollment specialist for. They will assess you twice, once physically, once financially, to make sure that everything for welfare is up to date and that they're able to accept the program on your case. Once that's completed, they will then assign you a service coordinator at your insurance, Keystone First, that will come out, do a plan of care assessment, assign you the hours that Mr. Williams can work for you. And it includes, I believe, Meals on Wheels, medical equipment, at-home modifications, emergency response systems, all of that stuff. So that, to get started for this, is the number that Stella gave you, that 877. Do you still have that?
Yeah, I got it.
So did you guys call in there or not yet?
I called the waiver program. I'm waiting for somebody to call me back. She just told
okay.
me that I had to have the address. So when they do come out and who was my work turn, I gave them the number.
Got it. Okay. So when they give you a call back, when did you call them? Yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know. I called you on my direct line. I can also text you right when we hang up. I want to know when they call you for and schedule, because that is going to mark the start of your application so that I'm able to help follow and get you approved in a timely manner.
Okay.
All right. Do either of you have questions on that?
No.
Okay. So I don't know if Stella sent you all the paperwork, Mr. Williams, but I can also, if you need.
Send them the paperwork, because I didn't have an address and he wasn't picking up the phone at the time.
Got it. Okay. No problem. So then, did you want, once we get you approved for the program, we can then move on to Mr. Williams. We do have an assigned coordinator for all the caregivers. Her name is Monica, and
yeah.
She can contact you.
Give him our full house. Let's get it together.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Nope. No problem.
Okay.
And then, Marlo, what I'll do is I'll text you everything. And if you want it via email, I can just text me back with a good email and I can send it there as well. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Bye-bye.